Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
State officials are increasingly concerned about the future of Steward Health Care's Massachusetts hospitals. They're planning for several scenarios, including a potential bankruptcy. Steward's facilities employ more than 16,000 people in the state who continue to work under the cloud of the for-profit company's financial problems. WBUR's Deborah Becker met several longtime employees who are hoping the hospitals will stay open.
A small room in the basement of Steward's Kearney Hospital in Dorchester is where Carl Odom works as a cardiopulmonary technician.
So this is your lab?
Yeah, I do lung testing, pulmonary testing.
Odom has worked at Kearney for 46 years. When he started, Kearney was a Catholic hospital run by nuns.
They had the
habits.
Outfit, the habits and things. They should have had Brooks Brothers suits. They were sharp.
Then in 2010, the hospital was acquired by the private equity firm Cerberus Capital Management under the deal that created Steward Healthcare. At first, Odom says, there was an infusion of money, and workers unionized with the Service Employees International Union 1199, of which Odom is a union steward. But in the past year, Odom says it became clear that money is an issue, causing workers to leave, including doctors who want better staffing.
We see a lot of folks not coming here, mostly because they can't get things done. So say if you're a doctor that is a specialist, you need staff.
Odom says he's never seen anything that posed a risk to patients, but records from the Department of Public Health show that about a dozen complaints have been filed about Kearney over the past year. The most serious involves the death of a patient who fell while getting outpatient care. That complaint is under investigation. Two separate complaints allege a rodent infestation that workers say was taken care of with an exterminator. Odom acknowledges that Steward saved hospitals in need of funds and repairs, but perhaps, he says, it became too ambitious.
Our only rescue was what they did, but they should have fulfilled the mission.
Neither Kearney management nor Steward responded to requests for comment. At a coffee shop north of Boston are two doctors from another Massachusetts Steward hospital. The doctors work at Holy Family Hospital, which has campuses in Methuen and Haverhill and has been serving communities in the Merrimack Valley for decades.
These are challenging times. So there's a lot of anxiety. There's a lot of stress.
Dr. Paula Muto is a surgeon in North Andover affiliated with Holy Family. Like Odom, Muto remembers a hospital where a few years after Steward took over, the culture changed.
It started off with money coming into Holy Family, and we were building and building, and you know, and then they got bigger and bigger, and they're buying up more practices, and then they're expanding across the country. I think, you know, that consolidation and that broadening of the corporate culture made it harder to navigate at the ground level.
Dr. Vardhan Yegazarians, president of the medical staff at Holy Family, says the clearest signs of financial problems started a few months ago. Vendors weren't being paid, and equipment became harder to get, causing medical procedures to be delayed or canceled.
It really started, you know, probably in December. I mean, I think that's when we started noticing that things were really off.
Yegazarians has been meeting with other doctors to discuss the hospital's future, and they've met with local and federal officials about what might happen next.
I believe that with a new model, whoever that may be, I think things will change very quickly, swiftly, and for the better.
Muto sees Steward as a symptom of a larger national problem. She says too much has shifted away from doctors and to a payment system that relies on insured patients with high deductibles. Also, she says there should be more guardrails on for-profit investment in healthcare.
It's not just about fixing Holy Family. We have to genuinely look at our system honestly and say, how can we make this better?
At a recent meeting with Steward executives, Muto said she felt like she was being addressed by the captain of the Titanic, with workers hoping to learn soon how the company will navigate the hospital's path forward. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.